doom and gloom, terror and gore await film enthusiasts this week. It's the 11th annual Buried Alive Film Festival, bringing Atlanta the best of independently produced horror films, including some from our own city. Our producer, Gabby Watts, spoke with the festival director, Blake Myers, and event director, Lucas Godfrey, who began by talking about the diversity of horror films they'll present.
A lot of your typical horror, you know, we get a lot of zombie and monster type stuff, but then a lot of it's more just kind of weird, suspenseful and dark and a little more art housey stuff, especially with our animation programs. They get really weird.
Mm-hmm. You have some puppetry stuff as well.
Always. Mm-hmm. Puppets are scary. So that's why you have to have them in a couple of films. I mean, yeah, if you just stuck with really straightforward horror, I don't think it would be as fun of a festival. Mm-hmm. So we try to bend what horror can be.
And isn't there a documentary this year as well?
Yeah, we're playing Sympathy for the Devil, The True Story of the Process Church of the Final Judgment.
Oh, wow.
And it's a documentary about this group of people who are involved in this cult called the Process Church. It's interesting because they're all older now and they all look very nice and very fun. But they were just some merry pranksters who thought it'd be fun to play with the system and talk about Lucifer and Satan and bring it all together. And when we watched it, we're like, well, you know, it's a cult about Satanists. Mm-hmm. That's spooky enough. And it's got John Waters in it. And it also has George Clinton from P-Funk and Genesis P. Orridge from Psychic TV. So it was strange.
Yeah, it already sounds very strange.
We're actually going to have the part of the newly formed Satanic Temple of Atlanta will be helping host the film.
Oh, so, how nice.
Yeah, they'll be showing up and showing their support.
So you have 15 features and 75 shorts this year. And so I was thinking instead of naming your favorite films that would screen, I wanted to ask you some superlatives. So for you, what do you think the grossest film will be this year?
Think about the features. None of the features strike me as totally gross.
I mean, Frankenstein Created Bikers, which is a local one.
Yeah.
It's gross.
It has
There's some gross elements about it. And it's fun. It's a local film. Local feature.
It's grindcore.
Yeah, it's very grindhouse horror. You know, they shot the whole thing on film, and it's very.
It was all shot on 35mm film, and that's James Bickert and the Big World production people. The other gross short film we're showing is a movie called Arcana, and it is a Spanish film about a witch lady who is chained up in this dungeon, and she keeps making these spells out of her spit and her fingernails and all this really gross
ground
stuff.
Ground up teeth and just stuff. You know, it's not just like the typical gross stuff. It's all about the sounds and the
sound
visuals
design.
And the effects in it are really, really well done. And it's just gross.
We, for the past couple of years, have been putting out an award called the WTF Award. And that always goes out to the film that just totally bends the minds of our judges and grosses them out completely. And this year, also, we're having a special effects award, we're happy to say.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
So, I figure, you know, it's a horror festival. We're kind of stupid not to have these special effects things. So, you know, it's amazing what some of these films pull off with, you know, little to no budget. And they'll do some really beautiful work.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It's always really cool.
So another superlative is the most psychologically disturbing film.
As for features, I might say Here Alone is really psychologically unnerving. It's about a lady who is, she has to live in the wilderness all by herself. Because the rest of humanity has been decimated by a virus. And it's just really unnerving. And it's very lonely. And it's very just, it's also beautiful because it's in the middle of the woods and it's really well shot. But it's just, it really takes you there. And it makes you think about what it would be like if you were all by yourself and the kind of things you would have to do to survive and how you lost everybody along the way.
Have to eat tree bark or something.
Yeah.
And cover yourself with mud so monsters don't find you.
Yeah. Oh, there's monsters too.
Yeah, it's kind of a zombie film, but it's very, very well done.
Oh, the short film that's very psychologically scary is The Procedure by Calvin Reeder.
What's that about? A procedure?
It's about getting caught and a procedure being done to you.
Mm-hmm. I already don't. Like
it's also
already.
The smelliest movie.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Well,
just,
it could be like.
You should make that one in Smell-O-Vision.
Well, Calvin.
Yeah.
Start pumping them in there.
Yeah, Smell-O-Vision, that's something that really lacks now in cinema, I guess, of where you would have, you know, actual smells pumped into the the viewing room or your chairs would do something weird.
Mm-hmm. It's always fun. Makes things better.
Yeah.
Okay, what is the campiest film?
What do you think about Your Life is a Dream?
Yeah, that one's very campy.
It's a movie about continuously waking up in dreams.
It is very kind of John Waters inspired. Like, it's almost not horror, but it's just so weird that it just worked with the festival. I think it kind of encompassed a lot of what we like to see.
If you're like a John Waters film, we're going to like you.
It's one of the best things we have. It's awesome.
And I guess maybe out of the feature films, which of those is the most horrifying? That's a much broader adjective.
Bad Blood is awesome. It's another local one. The director is Tim Rees, and it's got a lot of really good special effects done by James Sizemore, the local artist who's just phenomenal. But yeah, it's got this kind of like werewolf,
it's like
amphibious kind of twist to it thing, just in that like the person changes over into this thing, and it's gross, and it's awesome, and it's dark, and it's very well put together. So that was a lot of fun.
The feature that made me think a lot about elements of horror and how it can be used in different ways was Another Evil, and that was directed by Carson D. Mell, who's also written for Eastbound and Down and Silicon Valley. Not TV shows that are necessarily horror films, but he really takes it here with it's about a ghost investigator, or what he calls himself is an industrial exorcist. And you never know who's actually evil. Is it the people and their ideas about what ghosts are? Or is it the actual ghost that you're living with? And are those ghosts real? Or is it you putting this all out there? So I guess, you know, we need to get back to psychological. Another evil is very psychological.
Yeah, so many questions that I'm already asking myself right now. I haven't even seen the movie.
And it's incredibly funny.
Yeah, I mean, talking about Bad Blood, it seems in Atlanta there's a lot of horror, and that independent horror has been very well established. And then it seems, you know, people such as yourselves, a lot of independent horror filmmakers work on The Walking Dead, or there's a lot of Adult Swim productions that people work on. So do you find there's it just seems that there's such a robust community here. Could you talk a little bit about the horror scene?
I think there, you know, it's definitely been here for a long time. You know, we've all kind of grown up loving horror movies, and I think there was such a community of it that got to Atlanta and all got together and just started making movies. And then the film industry comes here, and it's like, now it gets a little bit harder for us to make movies.
Because we're working so much.
Yeah, now we have jobs working on things like, you know, Walking Dead or whatever.
We're growing up.
You know, it's just been great, though, just how many people are still out there making movies on the side. And, you know, that was kind of what we, with the cinema challenge that we're doing, when we started that, it was kind of this initiative to really get people back out there and making fun horror movies. And
we want to see locally made horror films, and we want people to write, produce, and direct them. And part of Buried Alive is about getting the local community not only to watch movies, but to make them and be involved as well. And it's really fun, Jen, to bring something. I think it helps the horror community having a really dedicated horror film festival, bringing new movies. Because I know every time I go to a film festival, I want to go home and make movies as soon as I've seen them. Because you see so many new and different ideas that you're not going to see from a major release of films.
Yeah, let's talk about that film challenge. Because in Atlanta and in other parts of the world and the country, there's the idea of the 48-hour film festival, but you're expanding this, challenging filmmakers to make a film in 13 days. Why 13 days?
Well, you know, the 48-hour film festival is a great idea, and those people are really awesome. And we thought, whenever we worked on it, it was always so hard to, like, really pull something together in 48 hours. And I know that's the whole challenge, but we thought, give them 13 days. 13 because 13's spooky.
You know, with horror, it's, if you want to do any kind of special effects or something in something like that, that takes time. If
you're doing molds have to dry.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you're talking about a process that could take 8 or 9 hours when you're waiting on stuff to cure or dry. I mean, it could take overnight or another day, and you can't do that.
And you'll have, what is it, you have two parameters that people have to follow with their films to make sure that it's being actually made during these 13 days.
We made them draw a horror genre card, and then we also had them draw two cards from Cards Against Humanity and made them decide what kind of film they were going to make from those parameters.
Which was very interesting, because the Cards Against Humanity cards, I tried to weed out a lot of the ones that were, you know, celebrities, because obviously that'd be a little bit hard. But yes, some of them were just very disturbing.
What was the very last one?
Which one?
No, it's bad. It's really bad.
Yeah.
Well, for me, I'm very impressionable and don't watch a lot of horror films without being scared for days afterwards. Mm-hmm. What do you recommend for people to get over this condition and enjoy the horror film watching experience?
You should come out on the first night, on the opening night for our opening night feature, The Night Watchman, because it is a brand new film. It's the world premiere, and it is so fun. It's not scary. It is hilarious and fun and has zombie clown vampires.
Basically, it's this group of night watchmen for like an office complex, and they're it has a lot of the kind of Shaun of the Dead aspects to it. It's just very kind of slapstick and fun, and then just it's really silly.
Well, I have one last question. As I used to do this filmmaker series, I actually interviewed James Sizemore, and he is a great artist and all of the work that he does.
Heck yeah.
And sort of just interviewing local folks about their work. And I was really surprised that whenever I interviewed horror filmmakers, they were always the nicest and most generous and most fun people, which seems ironic given the subject matter that you deal with. Why do you think that's the case?
Making horror movies is fun. It's just like there's such a love for it, and it's so fun. And you're so weird if you like horror films that when you find other people that are into it, you latch onto them and you have a good time with them.
And I think there's a lot less pretentiousness. We're all in it to have fun and just create this cool thing instead of trying to do some weird art film and prove this some kind of weird message that no one ever understands. You know?
Yeah, and I think, horror films are something we all grew up like loving as kids. And that's kind of like what we're all trying to capture again is the kind of what we were scared of when we were children and what we think is that's what's fun is getting scared and it not being dangerous.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, Lucas, Godfrey, and Blake Myers, thank you so much for coming in and talking about the film festival.
Thank you so much for having us.
Lucas, Godfrey, Blake Myers, two of the organizers of the Buried Alive Film Festival that kicks off on Wednesday with the presentation of their Cinema Challenge films, those made in 13 days. The official opening night is Thursday, and the festival runs through Sunday. All events are at 7 stages in Little Five Points. You can find more on our website, wabe.org/citylights.